Lav is the odom that are Megillo, and then the Shav the odom. Klal odom was Shalomad Musa Hanhogas odom Hanagosim Evrius. Ki Yevshashia odom Lavad. A person can't be alone. In other words, the Metzias of his, let's put it this way, the Metzias of his Tzuris odom is totally another people. Your own daya itself is never a correct daya, and it has to about cover include other people. So the person takes somebody and learns from the things that even though the person is not royal today, it's the love of Rav, because he's Kloli, but he's been done called Kastos. So Yitz Mezah said that Achal should be Oyev Chachma, because that makes him a Shicha from the Chacham to you. The who he's there Oydeisa. Shaloyem Mali Ploini and Kedalius Rav Eli, and Kedalius Ploini Chaveri, or Ploini Al Sechet for Russia. The Dovah the Loyas are Akikar of Leirachik. But a person should dig up within the Metzias around him, the things that are toiv to be nostalgic to. It's all built on a certain premise of the understanding that a person needs others. The klal, I mean, the Baal Tanya, very famous in Speglamet Beis, speaks about Vasa HaKamoicha, and there are Finas Chinam, Finas starts with the hair that the other person's Metzias is certainly not necessary for me. The other person, so all these is Megareya. The other person has a daya. I don't think like that. So if the hair that the other person's daya is important, so then I have an affinity for the other person. If the other person thinks different than me, and my understanding is I don't need the other person, I'm self-sufficient, then the other person gets on my nerves. I can't stand a das that's in my das. So when a person declares that there are deyas that are, that the person zokter does a deya, he finds nekuda, sai mitzad rav, sai mitzad chavah, sai mitzad kolodom. But the malamet chos is not for the sense of not the benav l'chaver to do the other person good, but so that you should learn up and understand the nature of the person that you could learn up from it. And so on. And again, the sense from what he's saying before is it's more l'to elas atzmi rather than to altay. This is the Givaldic Deher in understanding a person, let's say a person has a child who misbehaves, is really a difficult child. So a stupid father thinks that the child is very good, and so he's a esrog without any pagam. That's obviously stupid. A good father, he sees the problems, but somewhere he declares that there's an atmos of toiv in the kid. Because the kid is so kosher with their own self, so somebody who's by das, that has the good in the kid as being his atmos and his problems as problems. That's the hair that somebody like. If a person goes into a demented state. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ephraim, are not, human beings are not just mice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a nekuda kaviyachul atzmi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ephraim. If a person is nimshach to ruchnius, to nekuda v'likus nebriya, then every single nivra has that type of nekuda in him. And what he has to see is, he has to be able to see the right picture. He has to see the nekuda that this person has, and the begodim tzoyim of the person. So if somebody is wearing begodim tzoyim, I don't have to pretend it doesn't smell and it's not comfortable sit next to him. But I have to see that all it takes is a good bath and a laundry to make him attractive. That's the nature. So the way of a person is the herring that the atzmius of the person is olikos. And the shell around it, the klipa, as tough as it is, let's call it klipa, and the nailer that's what to look for, the toilet of the person, that's good.
Would it come out lefizah that it should come out lefizah that even one's yachas to goyim would also be like that? He says all nivroyim because they're nivroyim of Hashem.
In a certain sense, yes. Except that that tziruf, in other words, even if you're talking about a balchai, there's a sense of ma'isi yadu v'kadosh baruch hu. But it's a different. It's the idea herit. In a much more chitzonistic oisin rather than a pneumistic oisin. The level of the shaykhet of me, Klal Yisrael in itself, is not mitzvah. The hair that I'm not a shalom without the other person does not exist there. Masha'in came, in Yisrael exists. The other person, there's some admiration for my Ziyarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the sensing the chivas of my Ziyarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, objective sensing.
Mm-hmm.
The implication of the first two statements is that there be a permanent bond with it. So the pshat is there has to be a certain permanence in that. We'll talk about that in a second. The fikach omar the ganet galat kapsos. He harav v'chaver mashem nigilim im adam. He efshes shaloyach shebeinav shechotaloi. He chol enyana imoy v'yavalei piyut. וכך עומר זה והבדון את קודם כף סחוץ, כאשר הבדון יצא כף סחוץ, ויובו פיוט בין כל בין רבו ובין כל בין חבריך. בדון את כף סחוץ, כאשר אתה חושב שעושה דו וכנקט לכל דו זה בו. So he's saying here a very, very important insight in relationships, really. First of all, the permanent relationship means that with the good you see in the person is absence. For instance, let's say a person interests me in a certain phase of my life, but then it's gone. So the pshat is, this kesha was not at the absence level. At the age when we both enjoyed this and that, the other thing, on the time, on the place, we were both dull the nut, we didn't have any friends, we were this kasha. It's the temporariness of it shows me that I didn't touch on a pneumatic and a kudah. That is point one. Point two is he's saying the double mavil. The domlekav schus is something which a person has to use for those permanent relationships. In other words, every relationship that's permanent creates in itself the issues of that you see a concern. And therefore, the person has to be able to deher the chesreinis within a certain context of the bidan kapsos, because if he doesn't, the relationship will not be permanent. And it's the same also. say a person being married means you're 24 hours together, say a person. It means you will find personos, you'll put it in context, the whole person. It's a person who works very hard, it's very intense, and then when a certain matzav comes, the person gets very irritated. You're putting it into a certain klali. To be means seeing that nekuda mitzad the klaliness of the person rather than mitzad the gvisa prat of this or that or the other. That is the finish of the kafskos and so on. Now he goes to the second half. It says nita bele mahach mushachom al tischablos of tzias mepanis. He tells you the negative ones. Ubon nita bele the takan and hodim abrius shemutz beisei. Meyeshur ben prachia. Rak ki nita bele tikin abrius bemusa shuyur shemayim. Nita bele was misakin with the hanhogas of Yerushalayim. Beish lishol b'divay nita abeili, k'ma inyan eilu t'tor miyachat. Hachik mishachon rov al tizchav al rosh al tzias nito anis. What's the, again, the same shayla. Aval, nita abeil bo takam al yisro odem na priya shem chutz v'beise. There's a certain yachas to people outside. Ova. Same thing like Yeshua v'prachia, except that on the negative. There's a certain parallel in Al Tachyat from Shochin Ra to Asel Chorav. There are direct hashlamas. Let's give an example. A person gains from a chaver or a chavrusa by direct contact. In other words, my chavrusa said a svara, the svara is a good svara, he helped me with pshat, he gave me an eitzah toiva. That's a darga that's called chaver. It's through an actual chavrus. I speak to him, I ask him, I talk to him, whatever it is. There's a different, the hashpah of a rav would be a much more cholistic hashpah. The presence of an Adam Gadol is mashpia on the whole Sviva. You find the Gemara, different things that in the neighborhood of Zed, there's no fire, neighborhood of this, there's no that. The Hashpah Milamalu Lamata has in itself a type of Hashpah that's not physical and point to point, but rather a Kololistic Hashpah. Take a sense of hashpah. That's the way in which things like that work. So when a chaver, the opposite is a shachna. When a person lives in a neighborhood, when a person lives in an area that with a shachna that could, there's a hashpah. Even if I don't seek out his friendship, his companionship, being around, acting a certain way, leaves a roshim on me, which is parallel to what the Rav does. It's a hashpah that doesn't need his chavrus. Just so that's why he said the Amar, sheyia marchikas hashachin. You have to move away. Lo yichle begachel hashachin ra, mashomer oyle rasha ele shchenay. The figure sheyia marchikas moyim mishpachman. That's what the Rambam says. That Adam is nimshach to the oisov, the surroundings, and the surrounding and the sviva. And therefore, a person has to move away from the scene and so on, because it's nimshach achar the scene. He doesn't have to talk about it, doesn't have to argue about it, doesn't have to be convinced. It just, the mitzvah schleps the person. Secondly, about the schaver l'rasha, by rasha is a kilechsiv, the schaver l'rasha, but it's a masecho. Or masecho is zochem b'losh n'echot, so why doesn't it say, more losh n'leim of his car, but shochem ra, of his schaver l'rasha, or you have it, m'shochem ra, m'shchaver l'rasha. It's not the same, like we explained. If the person didn't make any effort to get close to Shachar Ra, and somebody moves into his neighborhood, the Kneelach HaChavah, it's when I am mechuba to him, I'm gaining from him. If I'm not mechuba to him, he's not a chaver. Chaver is a loshen chibur. He's not a chaver. And I don't get anything from him. So all I need to do is al tischaber to Russia. I shouldn't get close to Russia. By a rav and a shochin, you have a hashpah, and the male even if the shochin came into your turf, and you made no effort to be shy after him, then it's a, you still have chit move away, because there is a hashpah from the shochin on the person. The oma. And then it says, al tischaber to not put on you. Which the Chulin, the way Rashi learns, that it means the Akadosh Baruch Hu will bring an Einish, though, you know, it's not going to stop. Chulin doesn't really have much of a shaykhis with what he said before. So he explains. But Amar Valtis Yayesh Min HaPuranis Shal Yayim HaKim Ruchit Min HaRa V'mekarv Atzer V'shum Ma'isa Sh'ef Sh'ev Puranis Eilav Yasher came to honest my gears I love. Valze Omar Valtisyash when I put honestly Kurd al Ra. So he's saying over here that a person needs to put into place the sense that he is old to be Nirshal. Began Kidov the Sham of Isaac's Dame or Mashama Hachik Meshachar of Hulu. Kigama Ro Nirshak Meshachar of Evroim, which he do me in Ra. Asher shochin mechuba lemtsoyim. The Omer al tisyayish men apur. I said one was asher ra hu shochin al nevroim. The fikach le yischabe ve yischar ve lara ki et yizik. So he's saying that a person, when a person is not doing any avayis, the person's feeling is, what's ma vivid avayis? Ma vivid lara? I don't know, Shasta. Try, don't do anything wrong. Mechepesa, but in a certain sense, he's saying, Ra is a shochin Ra to everybody. It's close to everybody. The Mela, a person is old to be Nimshach to Ra, and the Mela, he has to see the put onions on the right, because that's the emes of Mitzvahs. Well, the figure is Chavit Chav L'Raki, and he's like, Vayisaj Ra Puranis, Ashur Kor, Vashach Nevroim, Hu HaHeder HaDavi Nevroim. Everyone has in himself Chisorin that in him, within him. Like we said a lot of times before, the Maral Lashon, Heder is the Lashon for Ra. V'yoyse shochem eshchen ha-kar ve'lov. It is closer to him than his closest neighbor. V'yoyse menacham v'shek enafshek. K'yoyse mimula shel odem l'achrisay. He's sitting, the etzem, across the person to be machrisim. L'chein zoch ha-gim l'el b'yachad. These are all three in yonim that can be mashpia on a person of Ra. And there is the shochin who's close to him physically. There is the chavus to the thing that's ra, and then there is the ra boys and kloli, which is mashpia.
Why is it said in the lashon of puranas? What's the dogish of puranas, like the punishment which is going to come to you if there is ra, as opposed to just the traits of ra in a person.
I think that he explains a little bit further that he's saying Alpesiatov means things happen very quickly. In other words, if you're sitting on the edge of a mountain, so it's the place that's most visible, where a person is most nichshol, is because, listen, everything is good, everything is fine. Mechetesa, I should think that I'm close to Ra. I think that's probably why the way he understands it. I mean, just to shut it, but they both don't quite answer to what you're asking, but they... By double zelos, I said, yes, I get a promise. The Omar Sheikh, he's not going to promise. It doesn't say that he should be worried, he should think of the Einshim. And therefore, a person shouldn't... do that there, it's not the case. He never said, meet the Miguna, you should tell him. The person says, oh, I'm worried for the Puranis, but if you saw the Sivam, that was him as well. About this year, it's been a Puranis, because it's a common shape, but Teach, the Gerdel, Oshoi, who bears Ein, if it's a Chosri. At this year, it means, don't think that you have no chance of getting there. And again, I'm not sure why the word Pranis was used instead of just a Ra or a Veir or a Michel. But I think what lulls a person to thinking that he's safe is that there's no warning signal. The Moshlamah Davadema, they call high blood pressure the silent killer. Because normally, most machlis, there's a progression of different pains and sufferings and symptoms until it becomes full-blown and dead. High blood pressure doesn't send out any symptoms, and when it strikes very swiftly. So I guess you feel it mostly, they hear it most in Puranias.
Problem with that sense
sometimes when a person has a general his daughters in Luchnias, you see, he stopped doing this, he stopped doing this, he stopped doing this, and you see clearly the mahalach. And sometimes when a person almost suddenly drops everything, chasam, what happened usually? He's been listening to somebody, he's been reading something, he's been cooking in it, and then in one moment it snaps and everything falls into place or out of place. The process of hashpah has an insidious side to it that there's no tfisa in its mahalach. Hashpah b'chlal, hashpah is a type of shaychis. The Chochmei Pnim divide the worlds in two different classes. There's Olam Atzilus, and there's everything else after that. There's Bria, there's Yetzir Asiya. The big difference in the two is Bria, Yetzir Asiya work in a cause and effect type relationship. A causes B, B causes C, C causes D. Not a very Ruchnes figure, but Akapanim, the point, moving the next point, is can be clearly defined in those ways. Atzilus is a type of effect that something has on something through hashpah, even where you don't see specific things going on. There's just a general sense of things happening, and you know you see the hashpah of Elyonim on Tachtonim, even though it's hard, you're hard put to put a clear point by point correlation. That's Metzius. And it has a tzad l'toyif, and it has a tzad l'ra. And that's the tzad that we're talking about. When a person is in a sviva, and he's nimshach to the sviva, so then you get the those hashpahs. That's why the tikkun he says, l'fisiyash ha'pran, is the person has to understand that he can't look at it say there's nothing there. Just like radiation. Someone's exposed to a lot of radiation, and nothing happened. He's a body of a shalom. He has to say to himself, you know, he's absorbed so much radiation, the sickness is going to come. That's the way about the sense of awareness fits in with the rest of it. Any questions?
No.
Okay, so we'll hold it here, and the magician will start the next mission next week.
Okay.